You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. It's a minute after 2 South African time. You are tuning and listening to Al Ansar International and of course Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course not forgetting our beloved Haji Faisal Asmal and company, Sirius FM. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon here in Johannesburg. Well, I'm doing the Q&A, standing in for Hafiz Wadi. Definitely, yes, we'll start. The 4th of Sha'ban 1441, which is also the 29th of March 2020. Our zakat nisab is 5,100 rand. Meher Fatimi, 13,000 rand. Minimum mahar for Hanafis, it is 270 rand. For Malikis, is 90 rand. Shafi'is and Hanbalis, no minimum mahar. Our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. That's our WhatsApp number, 0847863132. International overseas listeners, +27847863132. Our email, Ustad's email is akhussain@gmail.com. That is akhussain@gmail.com. Our beloved Ustad's website is muftiakhussain.net. That is muftiakhussain.net. Our beloved Ustad's Twitter handle is @AKHussain. Wow, @AKHussain. Our Ustad's daily nasiha, if anybody wants to get the nasiha, you just need to send the word subscribe. Please send the word subscribe on this WhatsApp number, that is 076-731-0686. If anybody wants the daily nasiha of our beloved Honorable Ustad, you just need to send the word subscribe on 076-731-0686. I want to welcome my engineer, Brother Lokol, on this beautiful afternoon. Welcome our station manager, Brother Bilal Zikale, who is here with us in Johannesburg. Let's welcome our beloved Fadilatul Ustad on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Ustad, welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khaira. To all the listeners who want to contact us, AK Hussain, HOSEN, HOSEN, and those who wish to subscribe to the daily Nasiha, 076-731-0686. You just send a WhatsApp message, and just write subscribe. And inshallah, Maulana Ahmad Dokrat, Hafidhullah, will then be sending you the daily nasiha. May Almighty Allah reward Maulana Ahmad Dokrat, Hafidhullah.
I see somebody sent a message from the Ansar WhatsApp. It's not a repeat Q&A, it's live. Ustaz, let's go to the first question. It says here that when is the big night of Sha'ban, Ustad?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, we are live with Maulana Arafat Hadia, Brother Lokolo and our brothers in the various studios. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala reward one and all the directors of the various radio stations, Haji Muhammad Joseph, Hafiz Shabir Basha of Radio Al-Ansar, and Faisal Asmal of Sirius FM, and Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the entire Capital Group, his parents, family, and of the Capital Group for Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Today is the 4th of Sha'ban, 1441. So when will be Shab-e Bara'at, Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban? It will be inshallah on the 8th of April. So 8th of April is a Wednesday. So that night will be 15th night of Sha'ban. So yes, we are still under lockdown, and make sure during this lockdown 21 that we try our level best to abide and comply with the rules and regulations. So that Wednesday night, the 8th of April, is the big night. We should fast 13, 14, 15. And if we cannot manage all three, then on that Thursday, inshallah, the 9th of April, we fast. So that is the big night. What should we do from now till the big night, O Ummah and Muslimah? His authentic hadith, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا كَانَتْ لَيْلَةُ النِّسْمِ مِنْ شَعْبَانِ, when it is the 15th night of Sha'ban, then Almighty Allah Jalla wala, إِطَّلَى اللَّهُ وَلَى خَلْقِهِ يَطَّلِئُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى خَلْقِهِ, Almighty Allah glances at His creation, فَيَغْفِرُ لِكُلِّ مُسْلِمِينَ, Allah Ta'ala forgive لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ, Almighty Allah forgives the entire creation, فَيَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ إِلَّا لِمُشْرِكْ أَوْ مُشَاهِنْ, except people who are non-Muslim or people who have rancor, malice, hatred in the heart, and we have severed ties with one another. Authentic hadith, even Sheikh Albani rahimahullah said is authentic, volume 3 and hadith number 1144, Silsila Ahadith Sahiha. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahimahullah, who we met personally, Sheikh Albani also we met, alhamdulillah, so he has written a whole book on this topic. So yes, it is an auspicious night, and we should prepare now, contact the people who we have cut off ties, severed ties with them, and that is how we prepare, cleanse ourselves externally and internally. Regarding Ramadan Mubarak, you can diarize it now. The 24th of April will be the first of Ramadan in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara. That Thursday night, 24th April is a Friday, so that Thursday night will be the first Taraweeh in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara. That I confirmed already, because Thursday will be 30 days of Sha'ban, and then Thursday night will be the first Taraweeh. And thereafter, that in South Africa, 99.9%, so Friday night will be first Taraweeh, and Saturday, 25th April, will be the first of Ramadan. So you can diarize all that, inshallah. Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Oh, beloved Allah, grant us barakah during this Mubarak, blessed month of Sha'ban. And Ya Allah, you spare us for the month of Ramadan. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast excessively during this month of Sha'ban for you, the Ummah, and all of us. If we have qada fast from the time we became baligh and mature, so rather keep the qada fast now. And if you're up to date, mashallah, from the time you became mature and attained the age of puberty till now, then tomorrow, mashallah, is Monday, keep the sunnah fast. Thursday is sunnah fast. Then 13, 14, 15 of Sha'ban is sunnah fast. So may Almighty Allah grant us all tawfiq. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. Listen, it says, is the coronavirus, Ustad, mentioned in the Noble Quran? He says that some people are seeing dreams, Ustad. Is this true?
Yes, this is a three-part question. We must realize, Al-Quran wa hakimun wa laysa bimahkum. The Quran Sharif, as mentioned in the Noble Quran, Hudal Linnas. The primary objective of the Quran is to give guidance to humanity and people. Now, in today's world, people get overawed and overwhelmed with science and technology. So if something happens, now they look for a verse in the Noble Quran and then twist it, turn it, all that, and say that this refers to that what happens. So remember, that is incorrect. You can't be using the Quran Sharif as a secondary, and you make your science and your theory and everything else as the primary. Almighty Allah has mentioned in Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 185, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ, that Almighty Allah revealed the Quran Sharif during the month of Ramadan. The commencement of Wahi, revelation, started during the month of Ramadan, and that led to a revolution, as we all know. So this is Surah 2 and Surah Baqarah and verse number 185. Now some people have used these verses of the Noble Quran and said that this now refers to the coronavirus and so forth. Remember, that's incorrect. You can't be making the Quran Sharif for this virus and that virus and say this. No. Remember, the Quran Sharif is a book of guidance. Yes, you will find science in it, but it's not a book of science. It's not a book of biology. geology. It's not a book of geography or history. You will find all these topics there. But primarily, remember, it's a book of guidance. So people are quoting chapter 74, Surah Muddathir, and they say that it refers to dust and so forth. You must remember, all that is incorrect. We don't accept it. And the dreams of people, remember that dreams, you get three types. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one is Bisharat, glad tidings. One is Tahdithun Nafs. People are now, you know, obsessed with a certain thing. And you are proposed to a girl, or you want to propose to the lady. So now you start dreaming of her. So that is your subconscious mind. And third one is Takhwifu Shaitan. So the Shaitan terrorizes you. The Hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, various compilations. And no person's dream today is Hujjat and proven evidence in Islam. We must be clear on these issues here. Hazrat-e Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib, who was the sage of the age, Hazrat-e Nawwarallahu Marqadahu of Jalalabad, used to say, Miyan, ye to khab ki baate hai. This is all dreams. Khab ko choro, leave it one side. You keep it for you. Don't go and publicize it and amplify it in the ummah. So to try and project our own so-called piety. So therefore, people send me so many dreams, but I tell them I don't interpret dreams, and please don't send all these messages here. All these things here are misleading the people. So we must believe in the Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah, in the fatawa verdicts of Sahaba, and we accept the karamat and the miracles of the awliyaullah, and we follow the four schools of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That in a nutshell is what we must promote, advocate and teach and promote to the people and educate the people.
Someone says, Ustaz, can we participate in global prayer or fasting?
This is another thing that the Ummah is getting caught up today, interfaith. When they have interfaith meetings, so they are understanding the non-Muslim is all religions are on par. So whether it's Judaism, Christianity, Hinduism, or you understand that for fire worshippers, Buddhism, or whatever, so and Islam. That in itself is kufr. If a person believes in that, is out of the fold of Islam. So only Islam is accepted by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Inna Deena Inda Allah Islam. So verily, religion that is accepted by Almighty Allah is Islam. Whosoever seeks and searches for another faith and another ideology and religion besides Islam, wa may yabtaghi ghayra al-islami deena falan yuqbala min. Whosoever searches and looks for a religion besides Islam, that it will never ever be accepted from him, that person. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And that person will be in Jahannam, in the hellfire, and a loser in the year after. Surah 3, chapter 3, verse 85. So to say global fasting, somebody decides in America or Europe or wherever, on that particular day, everybody must fast. So we won't listen to you. We listen to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Monday, Thursdays we fast. 13, 14, 15th of the lunar month we will fast. Not because you are saying, but because Almighty Allah has commanded us. Surah 3, chapter 3, verse 31. Fattabi'uni, that you imitate, emulate me, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yuhbibkumullah, and Almighty Allah will love you. Wa yaghfir lakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive your sins. Secondly, there's no such thing as global prayer. Tomorrow, 7 o'clock, tomorrow, 4 o'clock, we all must start praying. We have our 5 daily salats designated time. And if people start praying that time because some Christian, some Jew, some Hindu, or whatever told us to pray, it's haram to participate in that prayer there. So remember, Islam is for all, but we do not compromise and apologize to anybody for the teaching and preaching of Islam.
Allahu Akbar. Ustaz, I read the Jummah Salat at home with my son and 3 daughters. Is it valid? And how do we read Qunut Nazila, Ustaz?
This is a three-part question. Alhamdulillah, on Friday morning, we sent out thousands of messages, and we sent out, you know, to all the people that we could contact, and that in that way there, to teach them, because of the lockdown, 21 days, so how to read the Jummah Salat. So I told you that give your adhan, for example, 12:30, 12:15, 1:00, depending where you are, 12:15, Durban, 12:30, yeah, Gauteng region, Old Transvaal, and there in Cape Town, 1:00, for example, and wherever else you are in the world. And thereafter, leave 5 minutes for the Sunnah, and thereafter, the second Adhan, and then the two Khutbahs in Arabic, and thereafter, the Iqamah, and then the first Salat. So remember, the fatwa and verdict of the Hanafi school is this: you need minimum 4 people, and that is 1 Imam and 3 Muswallis. They must be Muslim, they must be sane, they must be male, they must be mature. And then the Jummah Salat will be valid. Alhamdulillah, we thank our Honorable Shaykhin, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab, Hafidhullah, and Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Sahab, Desai Sahab of Majlis Hafidhullah, that they issued the fatwas, and then we, mashallah, just informed the public, because we have access to thousands of people with the help and mercy of Allah. Hada min fadli Rabbi. So that is what you should have done. Now that is one scenario. Second scenario, you, my brother, you use your own thinking. So what you did, you, your son, and 2, 3, 4 females, you read Jummah Salat. That Jummah Salat is null and void. All of you must repeat. Now make qada of Zohar Salat. So that's one. Second one is this, that remember regarding Kunut and Nazila, how to perform Salat in Jamaat. MashaAllah, we sent it out now. And Maulana Arafat also sent it out, MashaAllah, to everybody. So in that way there, all of you should read what we sent out this morning, and inshallah listen to it, that how the kunut should be performed and how the salat in jamaah should be performed. Allah reward Maulana Ahmad Dokrat Hafidhullah, that in quick time he did everything for us, and then we sent it out and dispatched it. So always contact the ulama-i Rabbani, the ulama-i Haq, the true ulama in whom you have confidence, and they will show you what to do. Even now, just now, after 2 hours or so is Asr time, depending where you are, 1 hour, 2 hours time. So remember that you want to make Jamaat, so fine, you are men, so you make the Jamaat. If you can't hear the Adhan, so you give the Adhan, you read your sunnahs, and then your Asr Salat. And if it's only the husband, the father, and daughters there, then in that case, you bring the daughters, the wife, and you will give Adhan, you will make the Iqamah, and you, husband, father, brother, you alone, you will be the Imam. So that is what you should try and do. But where there are 3, 4 men, 2, 3 men, then you women read Salat individually.
Someone says, Ustad, should the Mu'adhin say, Sallu fi buyutikum, after the Adhan, Ustad?
Remember that when you study Bukhari Sharif, you find that it is mentioned, Sallu fi rihalikum. That was in a journey. Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba were on a journey, and it started raining heavily. So now there's mud and everything. So Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, announced, told the Sahaba, announced, Sallu fi rihalikum. In Bukhari Sharif is mentioned. So first of all, that was excessive rain. Today, where's the rain? There's no rain. And today, people still got permission. We can still go to the malls and the shops for all our bare necessities and essentials. And remember all that. So to say, in South African context, swallu fi buyutikum, not permissible. Remember, you keep the Adhan as normal, and there's no need to say swallu fi buyutikum. So remember that in that case there, that you're living right in the masjid yard. You got many imams, people there. So they will read Salat in the masjid, obviously. And then you have people who are far, so they will read Salat in their home, and they finish. You don't have to say swallu fi buyutikum. You leave the Adhan as is. There's no need to say that.
Somebody says, Ustad, what are the best actions to do during lockdown? Please explain in Islamic world, Ustad.
Yes, remember that we have 3-4 issues to explain to you there. Number one is during lockdown 21. Here in South Africa and many other parts of the world, we got news now from Mauritius, Pakistan, India, Spain, France. We all know all that places, they are locked down, and many other countries. So in a case like that, what should we do? We as Muslims should understand the biggest virus is committing vices and sins. That is the biggest virus. So abstaining from sins, that should be our aim. Now people want to kill time, waste time, watch this movie, watch that film, watch the sports activity. All these are satanic things. Remember, calamities come upon us because of our own deeds and actions. وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. And when calamities befall you, O Ummah, it's because of your own vices and sins. Yes, some awliya, Allah, pious people, Anbiya alayhimus salam, in their time, the prophets and messengers, for them the calamity, the disaster came to elevate their rank and status. But for me and you, it's because of our own vices and sins, and that is enshrined in the noble Quran. So these are the actions we should be doing daily. Now, from now till Ramadan, you have so much time. Why can't we complete one Quran Sharif? Every person can do so. Or half the Quran Sharif. Second one, read abundant Durood Sharif. Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah, in Egypt when there was a plague, he lost 3 daughters of his. And remember Ghaliya and Zainab and so forth. So we must remember that he wrote the book Badlul Ma'un Fi Fadli Ta'un. In there he mentioned Kathratu Salawat ala Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So read Durood Sharif, salawat, salutations, salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance, istighfar. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah will not punish you as long as you engage in istighfar. Charity. So many people are ill. So many poor people. They don't know where they will get their next meal. So when we go and buy, so let us share with them. So inshallah, if you got special permission, go to the townships and so forth. If you got permission, obviously, we're not suggesting that you break the law. And we know that people there live hand to mouth. So we can, inshallah, empower them, Muslim and non-Muslim. People are suffering. So you must remember, in the outskirts, in the townships and in the squatter camps, informal settlement, call it whatever you want to. The next one we should be doing is dua, cry to Allah. 2 days have passed, now we already remember even Sunday. So now we are starting already, there's lockdown, we are now in our homes. So have we shed one tear? Did we cry? Ya Allah, I'm a millionaire. Ya Allah, my shop, my factory, everything suddenly stopped. Ya Allah, I have the greatest technicians. I have the greatest gadgets in my house. But everything stopped. The kings and the rulers have passed the ruling day in the countries. Nothing can move. Payya jam, as they call it in Urdu. So you see South Africa, the ports, the airports, everything finished. No movement. Allah is asking the question of Ummah, Limanil Mulkul Yom, whose authority is it? Whose power is it? Whose sovereignty it is? Ask the American regime. You said you're a superpower, but your New York has become the epicenter of the virus today, and you can do absolutely nothing of it. So you must remember, Allah is showing, oh human being, with your army, with your greatest technology, you are hopeless and useless. Therefore, we give adhan. Adhan, O Muslim, teach to humanity. Allahu Akbar 4 times in the beginning. Allahu Akbar 2 times in the ending. Why? Top, bottom, right, left, front, back, all 6 directions. Allahu Akbar. Allah's majesty, Allah's sovereignty, Allah's authority, Allah Ta'ala's only law will work. That is what Islam is teaching us. So come to our senses and become true servants of Allah. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min sayyil asqam. Ya Allah, you protect us from dreaded diseases. The hadith mentioned in Abu Dawood, Sunan Nasai, Allah اللهم ارفع عنا البلاء والوباء. Ya Allah, all these calamities, all these pandemics, you remove it from us. Only Allah can help us.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustad, husband and wife fighting too much during lockdown. Please comment, Ustad.
Yes, it's Kopski Tem Donner Day in the houses now. So the wife said the husband is not spending enough time with her. Now when the husband is there, she said, I'm fed up of him. And when the husband, so now both of you come to your senses. You tell your husband, oh honey, oh darling, oh sweetheart, see, the garden needs attention. So you go out of the house. Tell him that this cupboard is broken, that is broken, it needs attention, go fix up. So keep him busy like that. And mashallah, many women will be pregnant after all this lockdown. So mashallah, so conjugal rights, human rights, lot of things will be taking place also. Lot of activity, the ummah is busy. So that's fine as long as it's permissible. One person, Maulana, I don't know if I saw, sent it to you. He sent me a cartoon. He said the wives are very happy first time in their marriage. They know 24 hours out of 24 where the husbands are. Because the husbands tell them they're going, yeah, but they're going to check the spare wheel. You know the spare wheel, the mistress, you see. So now they're sitting quietly, locked down 21. So anyway, I give you 3-4 suggestions. I mentioned this year to one brother, and mashallah, I see his son already started. So I told him, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. Mustafa rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith in Musnad al-Bazzar. It is my ardent desire, my strong desire. Mere dili tamanna hai, in Urdu we say, that everyone in this ummah, by our heart and memorize Surah Yasin. Chapter 36, 83 verses. MashaAllah, the youngster he started. Then we told one brother that start learning Tabarak Alladhi 30 ayats. So every day you learn two verses. Before lockdown is finished, you will know. You will be ready for Ramadan Mubarak. So imagine, my brothers, open Musnad al-Bazzar, open Tafsir ibn Kathir. You will find the references for the ulama. So sit together, father, mother, children, have ta'aleem, Riyadu Saliheen, the fazail works of Hazrat Sheikh Muaz Zakariya, Nawar Allah Marqadahu. Every day, give one child a dua. Tell them, beta, be son, is your turn today, make dua. Let them make dua in English, African, Zulu, Mem, Gujarati, whatever. Tomorrow, oh Betty, is your turn. Make them feel wanted. Connect with your children, because you are connecting with your golf, you are connecting with your mistress, you are connecting with your business. You forgot your children. Allah has given us time now to make sincere tawbah, reflection and introspection. Connect with your wife. Oh honey, take this honey here, give her some money also. Tell her there's no income, but I love you so much, take this also. So see, at least you will give her a smile in Shaban, she will go for Mi'raj.
Subhanallah. Ustaz, can we pay our Muslim staff wages with zakat during this lockdown, Ustaz?
That's haram. That's absolutely haram. Surah 9 verse 60, remember, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has mentioned the 8 categories of the Muslims who are entitled to receive zakat. Zakat is what? The love for Allah must increase, and the love for wealth and equity and love and stocks and all these material things must decrease. That is the purpose of zakat. So therefore, it must not be in exchange of services and labor rendered. So I know you will tell me your shop, your job, everything, you know, is not going, is closed down, locked down. So, but you cannot give zakat as wages to your domestic or to your employees in a shop or factory, all that absolutely haram, even if they are poor Muslims. So what you do, you give them your wages. So you tell them that is their normal wages from your own normal money, halal money. Then, if you got, you must remember zakat, or you got interest or money like that, separately, not in exchange of wages, then you can give them. That separate issue. But to give as wages, zakat, definitely haram, not permissible, not valid.
Ustaz, is it true that Hazrat Mehdi, Imam Mehdi, will come soon?
Remember, we belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We should use the terms, proper term which Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah uses. Today people say Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein. It's permissible. We're not saying not permissible. Imam Mahdi, permissible. But remember, it is imitating those people who are not Muslim. So therefore, we should rather use the term Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam used, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Mahdi, we the ulama and people, we teach the students and so forth. So they say he's born, he's going to emerge. Some people, the way they send me messages, you will think this week Friday, Qiyamah is coming, you know. So brothers, sisters, there's no need to panic. We have Iman, we have Islam. Allah has given us the greatest gift. When you feel down and out, turn to Allah. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimeen. Ya Allah, truly none is worthy of worship but you. You are more, all glory, perfection is for you, Ya Allah alone. You are more perfect than the word perfect. Inni kuntu minal zalimeen. I am the wrongdoer. I am the transgressor. Allah Jalla wa Ala accepted the dua of Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. And remember, Anbiya, Prophet's messengers are ma'asum and protected from all sin. So for him, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, it was an error in judgment, not a sin. They don't commit sin. And when ajaynahu min al-gham, Allah Ta'ala rescued him from the sadness, with zulumat, so many darknesses, darkness of the ocean, darkness of the wave, darkness of the night, darkness of the belly of the fish. Allah Jalla wa Ala rescued him. وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُنْجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Similarly, Almighty Allah will rescue the believers. So when we feel down, read Surah 21, verse 87. Abundantly, don't worry about numbers, 100 and 1,000. Allah ke ya ginti nahi, Allah ke ya wazan hai. Allah does not count the actions, Allah weighs the actions. So read abundantly, cry to Allah, فَنِئْمَ الْمَوْلَىٰ وَنِئْمَ النَّصِيرِ. Ya Allah, only you our protector. Ya Allah, only you our helper. Our worldly things have become hopeless and useless. You have just given us a small little sample and example. Look at the people in Gaza. And now they are the ones telling the Israeli apartheid regime, you put us, yay, under the siege. Now experience the siege yourself. It's no comparison, definitely not, but it's just an example. India, Kashmir, the Hindu mushriks, they put our people there in Kashmir under lockdown. And today, the whole India, 1.3 billion people under lockdown. The Chinese put the Muslims in the prisons and in the camps and the detention camps. And Allah Ta'ala punished them. So Allah ki lati be awaz hai. The stick of Allah, when it hits small virus, turn the whole world upside down. So Allah is showing us the qudrat, the power is only solely by Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala.
Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. 27 minutes to 3, we go inshallah for an interval. When we come back, we will continue with the Q&A. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
25 minutes to 3 this afternoon, Sunday afternoon. Let's go to overseas, Ustad. Somebody says here, respected Mufti Sahab, I am due to give birth anytime soon. The hospital will not let anyone besides me delivery time. Is it permissible for me to give azan for the baby and do tahniq myself, Ustad, from overseas?
MashaAllah, our Deenul Islam is for all times, all places, all circumstances. Allah Jalla Wala bless you with a pious child, boy, girl, whatever it is. Come now, sister, we're taking you through the different stages. Next week, maybe big night, we don't know. Before big night, 15 Shaban, I told you it'll be the 8th of April, that Wednesday. And remember, it is that night. So that Wednesday night is the auspicious night, 15th night of Shaban. You and your husband, sister, from now, today, So you start reading abundantly. Surah 37, verse 100. Surah 37, verse 100. And that is the dua of Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam, just after Surah Yasin, Surah Safat. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh, beloved Allah, grant us pious children. So you'll do that, inshallah, husband and wife. Number two, now you are in your last stages, 1 week, 2 weeks or so, 10 days left. So read, sister, Surah 21, Surah Anbiya, verse 30, and that is Surah 21, verse 30. أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made the skies and the earth all stuck together. فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. Allah separated them. You and your unborn baby, the fetus, you stuck together. You know a lady is very concerned about makhaz, about her labor pains. Quran used the word makhaz. So read this verse abundantly, and the husband can also read. Ya Allah, make everything easy for my beloved wife. Then the day will come, subhanallah, you will give birth. Because of lockdown, wherever you are, Barbados, Mauritius, I'm getting messages from all these countries. And remember, India, Pakistan, wherever, now they won't allow. So you give birth, mashallah, and then you give the adhan. That's fine, there's no problem with that, because in that adhan, there's no raf'u sawt. You don't have to give adhan loudly, so the lady can give adhan, it's fine. And then iqama in the left ear, you make the tahniq, take some nice dates and chew it, you know, and then you take it worth, insert it in your baby's mouth. What dua are you going to read? Hazrat Hassan Basri rahimahullah is born in Madinah Munawwara in the last 2 years of Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen radiyallahu anhu wardas khilafah. He, Sayyidina Umar, made the tahniq, inserted the dates, and placed it in the mouth, in the palate of Hassan Basri, rahimahullah. Allahumma faqqihu fiddeen, wa habibu ilan nas. Ya Allah, grant him profound knowledge, make him beloved to the people. Subhanallah. Till today, we take his name with respect and reverence. We say, Imam, Hazrat Hassan Basri, the sage of the age. Then remember that, mashallah, the aqiqah. So today, Sunday, you gave birth. So Saturday is the day for the aqiqah, the two goats or two sheep for a boy, one goat or one sheep for a girl. You name the child, consult with your husband, obviously. And then some charity, you shave the hair of the baby. And after shaving the hair, you apply saffron, mix it with water, the hadith in Abu Dawood. So all this you do, my brother. Go with a positive frame of mind. When you know today is your day of admission, give out some charity and say, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, fa ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. Ya Allah, Allah, you alone sufficient for me. You're the best one to take care of the affairs. Allah, you are the best protector, the best helper. Things will go well, sister. We'll make dua for you also. Allah, make easy.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. Who said, a lady came to our ta'aleem and said, it is permissible to read nafil salah in the car. It doesn't matter which way is Qibla while the car is moving. Is this permissible, Ustaz?
Yes, 100% is correct what she said. You must remember, for Nafil Salat, now you are going from your house to town for shopping or doctor or hospital or whatever. So now it is 15 minutes, 20 minutes after sunrise. You want to read Salatul Ishraq. So it's permissible. But the husband mustn't read. He reads, make ruku sajda, it'll be the last sajda he makes. It'll be accident after that. So you, the wife, you read, is fine. So you must remember, that's fine. So the driver must not be doing this. The passenger can do so. And then ruku, sajda, all by signs and gestures, that's fine. It's nafil salat. So al-bababul nafili wasi'un. So remember that the door of nafil, there's much flexibility allowed. So that will be acceptable. It is 9, 10, 11 o'clock. You want to read salatul duha, so it's fine. You're traveling somewhere in the darkness of the night, it's 2, 3 o'clock. You want to read tahajjud, so all that is fine. No
problem with.
Ustad, it says here, wazifa for quick marriage proposal for my daughter. Jazakumullahu khairan, Mansoor from Bangalore, India. Ustad.
MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala aapki sahib zadi aur ladli ke liye behtareen damat aapko naseeb farmai. Allah Jalla wala grant you a wonderful son-in-law day in Bangalore, India, South India, beautiful India that is Bangalore. So anyway, what will we say? Now aap ghor se sun lena. You beti, you daughter, you're going to read Surah 25, verse 74. Surah 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion, verse 74. Read 2 rakats daily after Zohar, after Maghrib, after Isha. You wake up tahajjud time, alhamdulillah. So beti, daughter, you're going to read Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Oh Allah, grant us our spouses and offspring and children that are the coolness of the eyes. That the boy, the girl will read, so they get good spouses, you know, good husband, good wife, whatever. Second one, you, the father, mother, grandparents, you must read the same surah, Surah 25, Surah Furqan, verse 54. That one was verse 74. This is verse 54. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا. He Almighty Allah created human being from the sperm and semen. فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبَهُ وَصِهْرًا. And he made for you, O baby, O daughter, O son, parents, nasab. I have my father, Ismail Hussein. I have my mother, Halima. Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. Then wasihra, and in-laws. So father-in-law, Usman Wali Muhammad, and mother-in-law, Halima as well. Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. So you read this dua, parents, grandparents, Surah 25, verse 54. Allah Jalla wala behtareen na damad nasib farmayenge. Allah will bless you with the good pious, inshaAllah, son-in-law.
084-786-3132. That's our WhatsApp number. International overseas listeners, +27847863132. Ustaz, let's go to our beloved, one of our diehard listeners, MashaAllah, brother Faisal wants to know that, respected Mufti Saab, I have two wives in two different areas. How do I exercise equality during this lockdown? Who should I stay with? They're both fighting for me. One in Lens and one in Azadville. Ustad.
MashaAllah, very good, my brother. You're a man in demand. One in Lens, one in Azadville. So you, where you are in Lens now? So you spend the 3 weeks with her, and then afterwards, then you go to Azadville, you spend 3 weeks there. So you make Ada and Qaza. So if you're in Azadville now 3 weeks, then the next 3 weeks you come to Lens. So simple, no problem like that. And every day contact the wife with whom you are not staying and send her nice messages, darling, I'm missing you and my love for you. Like that, you know, you have to be a diplomat, all these things here. So inshallah, it's no problem, my brother. So tell her, you now you're in Azadville, you're making Ada. And for Lens one, tell her, I'll make the Qaza just now when lockdown finishes. Make dua. Oh, Cyril, don't extend it. Then Cyril will say, oh, President Cyril will say, another 3 weeks, then you got 6 weeks Qaza, brother.
Brother Faisal says, I will tell the other one that she mustn't get affected with corona, Ustad.
No, they won't get, inshallah. Remain positive. All of you, read now with me. Let all of us read. We read individually, and then we read collectively. Come, very important. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will always be the only rahmatul lil alameen, the mercy to the entire creation of Almighty Allah. So what should we read? Read with me now. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. Allahumma, oh beloved Allah, inni I a'udhu bika, I seek your protection, min, from sayyi'il asqam, from the dreaded diseases. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood and in Sunan Nasai. Come, we read as a family. You father, mother, children, grandchildren. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. So in that way Allah will protect us through His mercy and give out charity every day. MashaAllah, my brother, once she sees you, it won't be corona, it will be rona. It will be crying out of happiness, my brother.
Subhanallah. Somebody says, Ustaz, I like to know, can I have black seed? I heard if we take if we take get side effects, Ustad.
Remember in the hadith, Bukhari Sharif, so many hadith, Kitab, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, Habatun Sauda, the black seed, is shifa li kulli da illa sam. That Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the black seed is a cure for every illness and sickness except death. So Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, the messenger of Islam, peace be upon him, more than 1400 years ago. Today the scientists are trying this. So remember, we must say, I got yakin and conviction in the words of Almighty Allah, Surah Nahl. Almighty Allah spoke about wahi, about the bees, and the revelation of the inspiration to the bees. So we see that, remember that the honey is so effective. The Habatun Sauda, the black seed is so effective. Zamzam is so effective. Olive oil is so effective. So we must have that yakin and conviction, and then you take it. Allah Jalla Wala will grant us complete shifa.
How does one get rid of photographs? And is burning allowed to start?
Yes, burn all of them. Remember when you were tuning and smooching your wife, that time your girlfriend, so you took snaps and all that, so take all that, burn it and destroy it. So all this business of animate objects you got there, today is a terrible thing. I get people, their father, mother, friend is dying, they're taking videos while the person is dying, and then they want to send it out. So now they look at the video after the person dies and all passes away, and then this is all haram, brother. And then you think that you're going to send it out viral, people will make dua. Today people are more interested in the entertainment. Therefore, all these halats and conditions have come. So all this, delete all from your phone. The satanic phone today also has become a big problem. That this one, girlfriend's photo, and this one, and the woman putting there all their status, and what, and they send messages to me. I tell them, Ben, change your status first of all. Then you ask all the questions, your profile or whatever you want to call it. So you must remember these type of things. Yeah, all these photos you got, father, mother, grandfather, girlfriend, boyfriend, you burn everything, finish. And say, Ya Allah, I did all this for your love and your pleasure. That is what Islam wants. We believe in one Allah, and we love Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the most in creation. Mm. And we will not violate the laws of Allah to curry favor with people. That is nifaq and hypocrisy, what's happening today.
Ustad, regarding names for girls, are we allowed to give them two names, Ustad?
Yes, 100%. Fatima Zahra, there's two names you got. Fatima means the one who's protected from Jahannam, and Zahra, the shining, glittering. You can give Fatima only, you can give Zahra only. That Zahra, you spell Z-A-H-R-A-A, Zahra, Alif and Hamza in the end. If you spell Zahra, Z-A-H-R-A or R-A-H, that means a flower. So you must be very careful how you pronounce and how you spell the name. So that is what you need to take care of. And remember that our names are very important. Hadith Abu Dawood, Innakum tud'auna yawm al-qiyama bi asma'ikum wa asma'i abaikum fa ahsinu asma'akum. Tomorrow on the day of justice, you'll be called by your name and your father's name, Arafat bin Ibrahim. Tomorrow on day of justice, Abdul Qadir bin Ismail. So Fatima, Zahra, binti Abi Bakr, binti Umar, binti Usman, binti Ali, whatever the name is. So choose good names.
Hmm. Somebody says, Ustad, when reading 4 rakats salah, you lose concentration and cannot remember if you are in the 3rd or 4th rakat. What do you do, Ustad?
The shaitan is blowing your fuses and confusing you. So what is that shaitan's name? That shaitan's name is Khinzab, K-H-I-N-Z-A-B. K-H-I-N-Z-A-B. It's authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. So first of all, you beg Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, protect me from Walahan. Walahan, the name is mentioned in Tirmidhi. He is the shaitan who blows our fuses. We don't know. The wind came out, droplet came out, why are we making wudu after wudu? So ask Allah for protection from Walahan. When we have this problem recurring in our salat, namaz, so we don't know which surah, which rakat, so that is khinzab. Ask Allah for protection. So in that case, you don't know 3rd rakat, 4th rakat, take the minimum 3rd rakat, and then you continue, make sajda so in the ending of your salat.
Somebody says, Ustad, that I have read that the sitter between two Muslim females is the area between the navel and the knees. Will it be permissible to go to a Muslim female, Ustad, to wax half leg and do hair styles, Ustad?
All shaitaniyat, all these things here. People who do this, they belong to Hizbu Shaitan. Remember, for one woman to the other woman, that the portion that must be covered is from above the breast to below the knees. You can't be going there to a lady and you wear a lungi, you know, a sarong, as you call in English. And then from the navel upwards, everything is now open. From the knee downwards, everything is open. And then she must give you a shave. She must do waxing for you. You can't do in your house. Others, be ghairat, be sharam, they go for bikini waxing. They open everything. Where's your iman? Where's your haya, your shame, your modesty? You know what Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? Innal iman wal haya aqurana ujamia. So iman, our faith, haya, shame, modesty, morality, they are two partners together. Idha rufiya ahaduma rufiya al-akhir. When one disappears, the other one disappears. You see the non-Muslims, they run around with bikini, stikini, nude, all that. So because you are what you eat, the wine, dine, and swine is taking effect. So we are Muslim. All that income is haram of the lady who does all this waxing business, bikini and stikini and I don't know what and what. So that is haram from head to toe, that actions. You can't be going to another lady, exposing your breast and bosom, exposing this and all that, and say, give me a clean up. Maulana, I must tell you a story. Because you like stories. I went 46 years, you know, I'm thinking of it now, subhanAllah, 1974. I went to Pakistan. First of my life, I went overseas, you know. So now we go to the barber. So now these Pakistani guys, so when the barber now give them haircut, does that, then suddenly he take out his kurta, he put his hands up. So then the barber now cleans his armpits also. So I looked at this guy, is crazy or what, you understand? Can't he do it at his home? And this, I thought just now he let go with Shilwar also, you understand? So you must remember this type of... So shaitaniyat, this type of thing, especially in women, you must remember that you want the woman must do this. So it's definitely unacceptable and not permissible. And you, woman, must know that when you're alone, I'm not speaking of when you go for operation and all. So you must know from above the bosom to below the knees, that portion must be covered.
Let's go to Springs, Ustad. Can a menstruating woman perform tawaful ziyara or tawaful wida, Ustad?
Tawaful wida is saqit. Remember that Sayyida Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, the honorable wife of Nabi alayhi salam, look at Allah's qudrat when they came. So on the 4th of Zilhijjah for Hajj in the 10th year of the Hijrah, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha experienced her haiz and menses. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her that you make nasakh and you cancel your niyyah for Umrah, and now you will perform Hajj because the days of Hajj came, and therefore she performed Umrah afterwards. When they were going back, so then Sayyida Safiya radiallahu anha, her menses start, so Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her, finish idan fanfiri. You don't have to perform tawaful wida. Tawaful wida is wajib and compulsory except for ladies in menses or nifas postnatal you gave birth. So that one falls away. There's no dam, no penalty, no sin, nothing. Tawaful ziyara is compulsory. We the Hanafis call it tawaful ziyara. We the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis call it tawaful ifada. It's the same tawaf, the names are different. It's compulsory, you have to perform it in your Hajj. So if you have a flight, you can't change it and so forth. When your menses, it happens, people come and ask me questions. So remember, as a last resort, then you will perform it, O sister, because it is compulsory. If you don't perform it, then your Hajj is incomplete. Husband-wife relationship cannot take place, all these type of, you know, consequences. So you perform it in the state of menses as a last resort. You will slaughter a camel there in Makkah or Mina after you perform the tawaf in menses. And nowadays there's no camels there also. There's some virus for the past 3-4 years. So you'll slaughter 7 goats or 7 sheep, and that must be done in Makkah or Mina. So make sure you, the husband, your wife don't get that menses there. She can take some tablet medication to postpone it. Otherwise, remember, one camel is 4,000-5,000 riyals, depending the size and quality. So another 10, 15, 20 grand can be gone, you know. So remember, number, and when you look at our junk status now, so then things are just going bad to us. Allah protect us.
Ustad, is it permissible to invest in shares? Is it permissible to invest in futures, that is puts and shorts, warrants, CFDs, etc., Ustad?
Not permissible. Futures definitely is haram and not permissible. In shares, in the stock market, some ulama say permissible, and that is what conditions. It must not be pornography, gambling, alcohol, and you know, all these haram activities. Some ulama say all of them. So we will say that taqwa, precaution, better is just to abstain, because your income definitely will be tainted. But futures definitely haram, not permissible.
Somebody says, I received a message on WhatsApp that we must open Surah Baqarah page by page, but don't recite. Before we finish, we will find a hair inside. Then we have to take that hair and put it in the water and drink that bath, which will cure the corona, Ustad.
All these are fairy tales. You must remember, Almighty Allah revealed the Quran Sharif for reading. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَى. Not just for seeing and then playing good. Who's here you're going to find? So remember that these type of things, some Taweez Wala, some Amil, he tried it and maybe it worked for one, two patients and now. So we must practice on Quran Sharif, on Sunnah Mubarakah, on what Sahaba did and so forth. Not come with our own ideas. Now imagine turn page, but you're not reading anything. So that is not the purpose of Quran. Read Quran Sharif. Read Surah Fatiha 7 times and blow on yourself. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, you get shifa. So we must have that conviction.
Somebody says, so how to take black seed, Ustad? Please also, can we consume funeral foods? I see a few people say that they don't eat. Please comment, Ustad.
Okay, yeah, it's 3-part question. Number one is Habbatun Sauda. If you open Tirmidhi, you will find how Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu should take it. But you don't have to worry about that. Remember that the Habbatun Sauda, the black seed, you can mix it with your honey, you can mix it with olive oil, you can mix it with so many things and you have it. Today, if you see in Makkah, Medina, they have Habbatun Sauda in different things. So anyway, you choose it, you want to have it, mix it with something halal, so it's fine. 1 teaspoon morning, 1 teaspoon evening, or you mix it with your food, all that acceptable, no problem. Second one is this regarding the funeral. Now see, it is the 8th year of the Hijrah, and Ja'far radiallahu anhu is there in Mu'ta, the battle of Mu'ta. And this is in the 8th year of the Hijrah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sahaba already, you Zaid bin Haritha, you must carry the banner and flag. If he is martyred, you Ja'far radiallahu anhu. If he is martyred, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu. They knew they're going to die with death. Lo and behold, each one of them passed away. You go to Mu'ta, Jordan, Urdun. Today also you will see it. We were there 2-3 years ago. So anyway, you must remember that in a case like that, then Khalid bin Walid, he took the banner and the flag, and then they were victorious. In this sense, they came back. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam called Khalid bin Walid Saifullah, the sword of Allah. Now why I'm telling you this? Mustafa rahmatul alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in Madina Munawwara, wa ainahu tazrifan. And the master alayhi salam started crying. And this side, he Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba, Hadith Tirmidhi, Mishkat, oh, open many kitab, Mustad Ahmad. Isna'u li Ali Ja'farin tu'ama. His wife was Asma binti Umays, radiallahu anha. So you, the people of Medina, you make food and take it to Ja'far radiallahu anhu's family, because Ja'far is tayyar yatiru fil jannah. His both hands were amputated by the enemy, but he did not let the flag fall. He's flying in Jannah. Therefore, we call him Ja'far al-Tayyar. So you, the people of Medina, rally to this family. They have now lost their father. Asma radiallahu anha lost her husband. So that is what Islam teaches. So you are in lands. You in Azadwal, the brother with 2 wives. So Allah give long life. So anyway, there's janaza somewhere. So we, the people of the town, should not go as visitors there. We should take the food worth and go help that family. They got one problem already. Yes, the people coming from outside, Musafir, all of them, they eat, that is fine. But you, the people in the town, you should take your food and give it to them so that you ease their plight and so forth. So look at the beauty of Islam.
Allahu Akbar. 3 o'clock on this beautiful Sunday afternoon, the 29th of March, 2020. We go, inshallah, for the 3 o'clock news. When we come back, we will continue, inshallah, with the Q&A.